Bry Argentina to the World presents The History of Argentine Rock. Today we bring you Rock in Arvaja. Roque Narvaja, from a very young age, began his career in music. By the age of 17, he was a member of La Joven Guardia, the Young Guard. That was the year 1969. After that brief tenure with that group, he joins the band of Lito Nevia, one of the founding fathers of Argentine rock. Narvaja launched his solo career in 1972. Those records gained a cult following throughout the years because of Narvaja's trademark heartfelt lyrics and good musical quality, but those records did not have much impact, not sell that well. In 1974, he formed his own band that was called after, whose first album was named after the band, Chimango. Okay, that's enough of words. Let us listen to a little bit of the music of Roque Narvaja, and this is one of their most famous songs, which is a basic staple in the history of Argentine rock. And it's cute that it's referring to long-haired people as something weird, no? Back in the late 1960s, seeing long-haired people caught people's attentions. Now nobody bats an eye about that anymore, but it gives you a picture of the late 1960s Buenos Aires when you go through the lyrics. That was The Long-Haired Stranger, El Extraño de Pelo Largo, by the Young Guard, La Joven Guardia, in the first song made famous by the voice of Roque Narvaja. Roque Narvaja continued with his solo career, but he had to flee the country at the beginning of the dictatorship in 1977. He moves to Spain and he starts a solo career in Spain, more oriented to pop, but with very deep lyrics nonetheless. And he landed a number of hits. And here's another song by Roque Narvaja that we're gonna be playing today, The Queen of Songs.
Todos los días bailando sola en su habitación,
sueña y la descubren para que baile en televisión. Viste todo su cuerpo con gran esmero y preocupación. Usa botas de cuero y como le extraña un medallón. Y ella es la reina de la canción, siempre bailando sobre una ilusión. Sensaciones del corazón.
Well, I'm told by my mother and her friends that they danced this a lot. They were crazy about this when they were teenagers. They danced to this kind of music, this particular song, a lot. And this marks also the end of this week's edition of the History of Argentine Rock, which introduced the owner of the voice you've been hearing, Roque Narvaja. And this also brings us to the end of today's edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English that has been operated by Guillermo Vega and presented by Fernando Farias with the on-air production of Lauriana Rubinetti. Thank you very much for listening and hasta mañana.